This is Ozarks at Large. Since the first medical marijuana dispensary in Arkansas opened last May, patients across the state have spent over $40 million purchasing more than 6,200 pounds of medical marijuana. There are 18 dispensaries currently operational, but more than 30% of sales are through the four dispensaries in northwest Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
There are two dispensaries currently operating in Bentonville and two more in Fayetteville. Sales are strong for the region, which Scott Hardin, spokesman for the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Commission, says is impressive because Northwest Arkansas didn't have its first dispensary until last August.
There were several months from May to August where the Northwest Arkansas market just simply wasn't served. And even with that, even considering the fact that there were several months without a dispensary in operation in that area, the sales, even with that, remained some of the strongest in the state.
Of the four Northwest Arkansas dispensaries, Hardin says three are ranked in the top five in the state in terms of sales.
With the Relief Center there in Bentonville, the second highest sales in the state, only behind one of the Hot Springs dispensaries. So to say that sales have been strong in Northwest Arkansas would be an understatement.
Hardin says sales are generally strong when dispensaries first open, but the question is, will those numbers be sustained?
The answer for Northwest Arkansas is absolutely yes. Sales have been sustained and remain strong from immediately after the opening through today. So it doesn't necessarily surprise us that sales are strong in Northwest Arkansas because it's obviously one of the state's population centers, and really it's leading the state. If you look at it, it's the only area of the state or the only zone of all of the eight zones. It's the only zone with all four dispensaries in operation, so patients in that area certainly have choices.
Arkansans could soon have more choices as the Central Arkansas market develops. The first Little Rock dispensary opened earlier this month, and a second has received approval to open.
We'll also see another Central Arkansas dispensary, which is in Sherwood. That's likely going to open here over the next couple of weeks. So those here in the Little Rock area had limited choices up to this point, but now we're seeing all of those open. So you're really going to see the Central Arkansas market take off here over the next month.
There are 33 formally licensed dispensaries in the state, and Hardin says the commission could issue seven more licenses for a maximum of 40. Patients with medical marijuana registry cards can purchase products from any dispensary in the state.
You can purchase 2.5 ounces every 14 days, and that's your max. And that's why that tracking system is so important. All of the dispensaries are linked into a statewide tracking software. And so at any given moment here at the state level, we can hit a button and see what purchases are, not only in Northwest Arkansas, but Southern Arkansas, Eastern Arkansas. We can look and see exactly what's being purchased. And we can also ensure that no one exceeds that 2.5 ounce maximum every 14 days. But once you have that card, you can purchase at any dispensary anywhere in the state.
Hardin says there is not a huge difference in price among dispensaries, but there is some competition among the businesses.
So you really see dispensaries developing unique products, trying to establish that customer base. And obviously, I don't know specifically what it is at those four locations in Northwest Arkansas, but they are doing something that is keeping patients coming back. So overall, you see some that have, I wouldn't say struggled, but just aren't seeing that level of sales that those in Northwest Arkansas are doing. So again, they are doing something right.
To meet the demand of customers, the four Northwest Arkansas dispensaries obtain product from licensed cultivators. Hardin says of the five licensed cultivators in the state, only three are growing and selling. The Northwest Arkansas dispensaries are classified as grow dispensaries, which means they have the option of growing up to 50 plants themselves. Hardin says so far, businesses have not yet had an issue with having enough supply to meet demand.
At least to date, we've not seen that be an issue as far as limited product or access to product. I think there's been more than enough as we stand here today. Could we get to a point when we have 33 or even 40 dispensaries in operation where there is a lack of product? I think the answer is yes, but that's not something that we've seen yet.
The state will mark the one-year anniversary of opening Arkansas's first dispensary in May, and Hardin says the Medical Marijuana Commission has a lot of work to do between now and then.
The Medical Marijuana Commission will be meeting with the owners of each of the 33 dispensaries over the next 2 months, because by the end of April, they have to make a decision whether or not to renew each individual license. So Those that aren't open yet, you're going to see some tough questions asked by commissioners. You're going to see commissioners ask, what's the holdup? What's the reason that you've not been able to open your doors for business? What's the reason you're not making progress? And they will ultimately have to make that decision. Do we decide to renew this license? So the Medical Marijuana Commission has quite a bit of work over the next 2 months.
More information is available at mmc.arkansas.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.